A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, two blind men followed him, crying out, "Son of David, have pity on us." When he entered the house, the blind men approached him. And Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I can do this?" "Yes, Lord," they said to him. Then he touched their eyes and said, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." And their eyes were opened. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread word of him through all that land. The Gospel of the Lord. There is a story about a pastor of a small church in a rural area which was suffering from a severe drought. He planned a special prayer service to ask God for rain. When his parishioners arrived, he greeted them at the church door. But when it was time for the service to begin, he sent them all home because, he said, they didn't have enough faith to have their prayers answered. He had noticed as they arrived that not one of them had brought an umbrella for their return home. When the two blind men in today's gospel followed Jesus and cried out, "Son of David, have pity on us," and then followed him into the house, Jesus asked them, "Do you believe that I can do this?" Their response was a simple, "Yes, Lord." And Jesus touched their eyes and said, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." What kind of faith might these men have had? They knew something of Jesus, that he was from the line of David, that he worked miracles, that he welcomed those who were unacceptable to others, which gave them the courage to enter the house where he was and approach him, and that he was deserving of the title Lord. Did their faith just have to do with their own need and desire for sight? Did they perhaps have a sense of who Jesus was as a prophet and a man of God, someone whom God used to bring about good to others? Maybe it was this kind of faith that brought about the miracle of healing their physical blindness. The pastor who sent his people home because they didn't have enough faith was looking for a specific sign of faith from his people to maybe kind of force God's hand to send the rain. Is this the kind of faith we are called to? Or are we called to believe that God wills our good and that there may not be an immediate response to give us what we ask for or desire or for what we think is best for us or another person? Are we called to believe that God is responding to our prayer with our ultimate good in mind, which is union with him and one another, our growth and coming to the fullness of life? Is this the faith that we are called to? The words Jesus spoke to the blind men, "Let it be done for you according to your faith," bring to mind Mary's response to God at the Annunciation, "Let it be done to me according to your word." And look at what her faith brought about. The faith we strive for and desire, the faith that I believe God wants us to have, is the faith that trusts God to answer our prayer as God knows best. Because God loves us, and love always seeks the good of the other who is loved. Dear gracious God, thank you for the gift of faith, Please deepen our faith so that we will always trust your love to answer our prayers as you know best. We ask this by the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, our brother. Amen.